offering big money for his quality time.
Ooh, honey, and also, honey, Kanye West gave a whole new meaning to dirty business.
Ooh.
And we chat with Jalen Hall about playing Emmett Till in the new movie Till.
Yeah.
Welcome to Dish Nation.
Yay! Welcome.
And back in the building, we have the actress, comedian, the hilarious Jessie Wu.
And you woo, woo, woo.
You woo, woo, woo. Thank you so much for not booing me today.
Brad, what we dishing on? Well, Jesse, honey, LeBron James' son, Bronny James, celebrated his 18th birthday with a big bang. Mm. He just inked a new deal with Nike, y'all. Woo, congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Word is the company is partnering with 5 amateur players for NIL, name, image, likeness, endorsement deals, and Bronny made the list, y'all.
Wow.
No financial terms for the deals were revealed, but King James shouted out his son with this IG post saying, "The legacy continues on. Mm. Congrats, young king." What y'all think about this?
Continue. I love that. That's like some Targaryen.
I love it.
For real. Bronny's image is already worth a lot.
Yeah. Mm.
He has good social
and LeBron
media stock.
Don't let his son get no cheap chump change.
Okay.
No,
they're going to do it. They're going to do it, by the way. Like, I think LeBron, I mean, hasn't he said that he's holding out to play with his son?
That's what he said.
Yes, he did.
That's going to be the first. That's the first time in history, right?
Yeah. LeBron going to look like Viserys from Game of Thrones. He going to look like, y'all seen Viserys just barely holding up. He going to be up there with stringy hair. Waiting for his son to come out.
Well, you know, LeBron won't have stringy hair.
We're moving on. 50 Cent's eldest son, Marquise Jackson, is willing to pay big bucks for his father's time. Mm-hmm. So last week, Marquise went on IG and revealed that his dad was only paying $6,700 a month in child support, and it simply wasn't enough. Mm-hmm. Well, that caused people to react by calling him entitled, which resulted in Marquise clapping back by making an IG post with the caption, "Since y'all think $6,700 is so much money, someone tell my pops I will pay him $6,700 just for 24 hours of his time so we can do everything I wanted to do with him as a kid."
Oh, wow.
That hurt.
Damn.
He playing a game like his dad played a game.
Yeah, right?
This is definitely for some attention. I feel like it's for attention. He didn't have to do this in social media. He could have reached out like it's like if somebody tell my dad like you.
Well, his dad should have treated him and not put.
But
it
you don't know
media.
What happened.
Okay, but let me ask y'all this: do you guys think that $6,500 is a lot in child support?
No,
it is
for someone from 50 Cent's caliber.
Here's the thing: like you know, sometimes you got to know when to move. If you have a good job and you lose that job, you can't like you know file for job support because you used to live in a certain way. You got to downscale. So like if $6,700 ain't enough to like still live in New York, then you got to move to Mississippi.
But why should he have to do that though?
If this money,
he wasn't a
child, the mother should have a job. She should be able to take care of herself. And this money's just for this child. $6,700 ain't enough for one child that don't even live in this.
What about the bills? What about
he paying the bills? He a child. He paying the bills.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, the mama needs to pay the bills.
He's a child.
She's probably in a whole nother relationship with a whole nother man.
What they got to do with that?
They need to take care of the bills at their house. This $6,700 is for the son. That should be enough money for his ass.
Here we just talked about LeBron James. I'm making millions, and this child getting pennies.
$6,700 per month.
No.
The relationship is very different with LeBron and Bronny and 50 Cent friends. And his child.
He should talk to 50 Cent and tell him, honey, how he did with his kids.
I believe Curtis.
I think they tried that. Y'all tripping. We good.
Brad's like, y'all ain't gonna slam 50 in my mind.
Well, moving on to less crazy news, Kanye West pulled a very not safe for work move. Apparently, y'all, he played a porn film for the Adidas executive.
Oh.
Brings a whole new meaning to All Day I Dream About Sex. He posted a 30-minute long video titled Last Week on YouTube, and it showed Kanye holding his phone horizontally in front of a few businessmen while playing a video, and after several seconds, one of the men asked, "Is this a porn movie?" To which Ye replied, "Yeah." One of them let out a big, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You guys surprised by this?
If you're trying to explain, like, yo, you guys are screwing me over, kind of like this.
Yeah, and maybe you're just trying to make a point.
I just wonder how you segue to that. When you're talking about your deal or your shoes or your clothes and you're like, by the way, I want you to know this is how I feel about it.
Yeah. Like, just want to make this plain. Y'all are screwing me just like this.
You want to know how bad this deal sucks?
Right.
And then what's the word? But the worst part is, though, is that one of those board members was like, I get it.
Yeah.
I totally get it.
Right.
I would have respected it. It's like, you know what? True.
Yeah, true.
Would any of y'all share y'all porn choices with y'all coworkers?
No.
Nah, it's HR stuff.
Yeah, you know, human resources.
And I don't need you to send me any.
Yeah.
But I would just say, honey, I got a nice one, honey.
No, Gary.
Oh, no.
Yeah, honey. Gary opened up.
Not at Dish Nation.
Gary opened up.
Gary Owens in that?
Okay, everybody.
Oh, God.
Today, a lot of people are coming out of the closet, baby, because it is National Coming Out Day, okay? So yesterday, we dished about Madonna coming out as a lesbianiana, and today, we have freshly separated Emily Ratajkowski, you know, she went from liking ugly men to enjoying the pleasures of taking a swim in the lady pond. Amen, amen.
I was tired yesterday, honey. I'm tired again today, honey, of everybody just being gay.
Yeah. I do feel everybody got a little gay in them. Everybody not dedicated to the gay. You got to be dedicated to the gay.
You have to be out of the club.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So we'll
dedicated.
See.
Gary.
Dedicated.
Gary's been with it a long time. Back
exactly.
in the gay.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Back in the gay.
My damn knees hurting hell. So.
Ooh, Lord. Ooh. Gary opens up. Tonight
okay,
on this
well, stage.
It's at midnight.
While everyone, honey, is out here being gay, Amber Rose says, honey, she's dishing for love, y'all, with a man, honey. Me too, girl. But anyway, y'all, so she posted her simple list of requirements for her next man. Jesse, go ahead, honey, and tell us what Amber said.
Why is it so hard to find an intelligent, sexy, rich, successful, tatted gentleman that also has kids, but is not an abusive narcissistic, and he's definitely an atheist, but also a feminist? I'm not asking for much. Ugh. Am I? Now, first of all, how you want an atheist who's also a feminist? Because last time I checked in Deuteronomy, Jesus was a feminist. Because remember, he had turned water into wine for all the girls at the wedding.
All right, man.
Wait, what?
I feel like you read such a different Bible.
What Bible was that?
Yeah.
That's in the first testimony.
Jesse, what would be your Instagram dating profile like this? What would you say the things you're looking for?
How much time do we have?
Five of the most important things.
Okay, number one. I need a man who still has his side teeth. I don't know what's going on. There is a side tooth pandemic going on. This is out here like monkeypox, baby. I don't know what's going on.
Side teeth.
Okay. Number two, I do not date men who have skid marks on their drawers. Now, y'all know who y'all are. I'm telling y'all, hey.
But it's going to take a long time for you to get to that
point. Yeah.
Nah, I be asking for that up front. Because I need to know what's going on. Okay.
Let me see that ass.
Number three, don't be living with your mama. I think that's like reasonable,
right? What if they mama live with them?
Yeah. Oh.
I don't want that because I'm a screamer, so I don't need to be waking up your mama in the middle of the night.
Okay.
Number four, I need somebody who believe in Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. God.
Hey, come on now. Yeah. God fearing. Yeah. You know, you actually go to church.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And, you know, because I need somebody who know how to lay hands on me. Amen. If your number is in Gary's cell phone, you and I are just going to be
that means you wasn't the woman you thought you were.
Exactly. So y'all don't be seeing how people be missing their side too?
I do, but I think people think when they smile, they can get away with it.
Oh, okay, so they be doing a little...
People
little...
hitting you with this one right here?
I don't know what happened during the pandemic. Everybody lost their side too.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all.
Hey.
Okay, we've got not one, but two ladies starting a new chapter in their lives.
Mm.
Congratulations are in order for former Bachelorette star Claire Crawley. Her man, Ryan Dawkins, proposed during a lantern release at the Rise Music Festival, and Claire captioned the picture this: the easiest yes of my life.
Oh.
Oh, and
on the flip side, Tia Mowry is celebrating being newly single after her shocking split from Corey Hardwick. She dropped this video about falling in love with herself and captioned it, "This chapter of my life is called My Turn."
I know that's right.
That is so nice. Streets
is excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, of course, Claire is happy to be engaged, but are you surprised that Tia seems to be
kind of happy to be getting divorced?
I mean, if you was having a tough go with the marriage and, you know, you felt like a little suppressed by it, you know, maybe this little freedom is what you needed.
I mean, they are some good-ass actresses.
Yes, they are.
Wow, yeah, for sure.
Because they just seem happy all the time.
First of all, all them TikToks during the panoramic, I really thought they were
the
doing
panoramic.
Good.
No. The pandemic.
I mean, yeah.
Girl.
The peninsula.
You and your testimony.
Tia is such a good actress. I would be shocked to find out if Tamara wasn't her sister. They're just that good.
Good. So what do y'all think about Claire getting engaged? So apparently Ryan, her fiance, is the owner of like a sports marketing agency. So he's making a coin now.
Oh, they ain't gonna make it.
Yeah.
Anybody's on The Bachelor, you ain't gonna make it.
Anna, would you be a bachelor?
Oh, no, no, no.
Why not?
I would not be a bachelor. Man, they get these people, they're all young and they're all models.
You young and you
well,
not a model?
I am neither of those things.
Stop trying to lie. You see, there you go.
All right, y'all. The Big Bang Theory was a huge hit show for many years, the massive following, I'm sure everybody remembers. Yeah. So the stars of the show are spilling the backstage tea in a new book out today called The Big Bang Theory, The Definitive Inside Story of the Epic Hit Series. That's a short title for the book.
Okay.
Kaley Cuoco and Johnny Galecki, who played Lovebirds, Penny and Leonard, were also a real-life couple for 2 years.
Wow.
Kaley made a surprising revelation in the book. Jesse, will you tell us what she said?
I would be more than happy to. We never even had sex in our dressing rooms. Oh. Not a chance in hell. I wouldn't do that. I'm not even the Mile High Club. None of that.
Okay. It sounds like Kaylee's a little bit sad that she didn't get the Big Bang.
Right.
You know, that's what it sounds like to me.
So when she mentioned the Mile High Club, too, I was like, girl, that's not really a kudos because airplane bathrooms are really disgusting.
And they're small.
Have y'all had sex on an airplane before?
If you got an ass, it ain't going to really work.
Like, I thought about it. You tried to, like, block the schematics. It's just too tiny.
It's tight in there just when I go in there. And
And
I only go in there if I just really
really got it. Yeah. Oh. Like, this
I'm
is like,
turning around like,
I'm down bad if you see me using the bathroom on a plane.
Airplane potty, they're just literally porta potties in the sky.
Yeah.
Like, they're kind of disgusting.
Yeah. But you can sit on them and another person in front of you, you can do whatever you need to do. I mean, it's not that hard.
You know what? Have y'all ever had relations at work, though?
What do you mean at work? Have
not,
you had a...
Not, this, not ain't this ain't wildin' out. This ain't wildin' out, Jesse.
Yeah, this ain't with y'all. Carry on.
Okay. I have never had sexual relations...
With that woman.
With that man. Y'all know I have never had sexual relations with Father Abraham at wildin' out. Right?
Okay.
Well, up next, we're talking to Jalen Hall from the new movie Till, so you don't want to miss it. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all. Chilling with us in the studio, we have a future Academy Award Emmy Golden Globe winner, y'all. Now, you've seen him on CW's All-American, Space Jam, A New Legacy, and now you can see him in movie theaters around the country in the new film, Till. Give it up, y'all, for Jalen Emile Hall.
Thank you.
How you doing, Jalen? It's good to have you here on Dish. Tell us what's been up. How it's been?
Everything's been great. First of all, thank you guys for having me here. You know what I'm saying? I'm very honored to be here. The movie, I'm so thankful that this is coming out and the world is about to see it and be moved by it.
Man, you got a lot going on. Let's jump into it. So you're playing Emmett Till, which is like a huge deal for the culture. For those who don't know, can you tell everybody out there who Emmett Till was, and was there something really surprising that you learned about Emmett?
Yes, Emmett Till was a 14-year-old boy who lived in Chicago in 1955. And he went on vacation to spend time with his cousins and unfortunately was tragically lynched, following the accusations of whistling at a white woman. And his story was just so heartbreaking because no one would ever think of something to happen to like a 14-year-old kid. He was a baby. And oftentimes we kind of think of him as like a man because of the power of the story that's changed so many of our lives. But yeah, you just think about it. He was a kid just
14.
Like me. 14 years old.
Yeah.
The living legend, Whoopi Goldberg, plays Emmett's grandmother, Alma Carthen.
Yes.
And she's also a producer on the film. What was the best piece of advice she gave you? And do you have any, like, funny Whoopi stories? Or?
Oh, man, I love Whoopi. So she's actually one of those people who's, like, she's not a lecturer, you know, she doesn't lecture, you know, which is not a bad thing. It's always good to bestow some wisdom on somebody. I know I can use all the wisdom I can. And a funny, okay, so in the script, I was actually supposed to kiss her on the cheek as we left, right? But she was like, don't kiss me, though. Your kiss is getting wetter and wetter, okay? Just hug me. Just hugged me, and we laughed about it. So my mom was dying laughing. So yeah, she's hilarious. She's like your grandma.
That's my grandma.
Well, all right, Jalen. One last request. We took a look at your Instagram, and you've met some pretty big celebrities.
Yes.
So we pulled up a couple of pics, and we want you to give us 1 to 2 words that first come to mind about meeting these celebs.
Okay.
Jamie Foxx.
Hilarious. Everything that comes, and he's not even trying. You know how he just like doing what's like
naturally
funny.
DaBaby.
Maybe. Dope. He doesn't care about it. That man's just chill. I was like, yo, can I get a picture? He's like, man, yeah, come on. You know what I'm saying? But like, again, you think like, oh my God, it's DaBaby. But yeah, he's chill.
Okay. 50 Cent.
Cool dude. Busy though.
Yeah.
Was it some Marcus with him?
Wow.
Nope.
Don't answer. Go ahead.
You know what, Jayla? You're doing great.
You're doing great.
Answer Gary.
Yes.
I saw the movie last night. I loved it so much. Jayla, will you tell fans where and when they can catch Till and what other projects are you working on?
Yes. You can catch Tills in theaters all over the world very soon. But as of select theaters, it'll be coming out Friday on the 14th. And also, the crossover coming to Disney Plus, Bruiser coming to Hulu, and season 5 of All American coming to CW and Netflix.
All right.
Look, this dude from Czechoslovakia, because he getting all the money. All the checks
across the board.
Thank you.
Okay, so you make sure you catch Till in the theaters this weekend and stay tuned for more Dish Nation after the break.
Thank you, Jalen.
Thank you.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, it's time for
What the Fashion!
And baby, honey, Miss Balenciaga, honey, did it again with this summer 2023 purse.
That's right, Gary. Balenciaga teamed up with Lay's. And yes, I'm talking about the chips Lay's to release a new purse. It will come in 4 different colors or flavors. The bag is made with a foldable material and will have a zip across the top and is reportedly going to cost around $1,800. What do y'all think about
don't
that?
Don't do it, people. This is a test. If you fall for this, they're going to just keep doing it, and they gonna keep running the price up, and you're gonna be broke and mad because you could just use a real bag of chips.
Yeah.
No, but hair crack, that's what broke people say, bitch.
It's a collectible.
Man, no, bitch, I got five.
Is that the Balenciaga bag?
Yes, baby.
Wow, how did you get them so early?
Right. Because honey, I know how to order.
I think it's
Why does yours look smaller than everyone else?
Than that,
and why you ain't got no strap?
Well, it's coming, honey. It's detachable. If you want to carry it as a clutch like this.
Okay.
It's a clutch. Y'all to get you one, honey.
Okay.
I'm just going to confess, I don't understand a whole lot about fashion anymore. I don't really.
Well, we know.
It's not for us to understand, Santa. It's not for us to understand, bro.
Excuse me. We don't. You know what?
It's all right, honey. Just stick around. You'll learn.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah,
all right.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.